संप सुहृदभाव एकता साहेब दादानी प्रसन्नता साहेब दादानी प्रसन्नता संप सुहृदभाव एकता ऋत्विक राणा USA सेवा means selfless service. That is, you do something for someone without any expectations. International Youth Retreat, IYR, 2023 to 2024, took place in India with attendees from India, USA, UK, Australia, Canada, Kenya, and other countries. 200 plus attendees of varied ages participated alongside Sants, including Sant Bhagwan Sahib Dada and Sadhguru Sant Parampuja Ashwin Dada. Organizing an event of this magnitude takes meticulous planning, outstanding organization, exceptional execution, and seva bhavi sevaks. The essence of this article is an effort to provide a window into some of the amazing sevas completed by the unsung heroes of IYR. It all began with the initial idea or agnya given by Sahib Dada to three youth leaders, Pujya Maharshi, Pujya Mihir, and Pujya Tushil from USA after LA MPM. They took upon the agnya and spearheaded the effort, collaborating with both youth leaders and Sants in India. Planning the retreat entailed numerous sevas, the creation of a robust yet adaptable schedule, meals to be served, accommodations, transportation, activities, souvenirs, logo design, and even more sevas that were unplanned. Meanwhile, Sadhu Pujya Pankaj Dasji started creating a schedule for IYR, and at the same time, Pujya Divyang Bhai and Pujya Anupam Bhai started planning logistical details for IYR under the guidance of Sadhu Pujya Paresh Dasji. This team would later grow and add other members. Pujya Paras Bhai, Pujya Dhananjay Bhai, Sadhu Pujya Anil Dasji, Sadhu Pujya Yagnesh Dasji, and other members of Guru Sabha Youth. Once the schedule was finalized and hotels were nominated, the logistics planning team thought, the schedule has been made, but is it really feasible? At the same time, Sahib Dada suggested, please make sure the hotels you have selected are appropriate for the youth's accommodation. Go and check them personally. The logistics team made the entire journey to make sure it was feasible, and they personally checked all hotels for the Saurashtra Yatra. Similarly, when it came to deciding on the hotel in Delhi, Sadhu Pujya Arpit Dasji, Pujya Brij Bhai, Pujya Anupam Bhai, and Pujya Divyang Bhai went all the way to Delhi to select the hotel in person. The logistics team also needed to assign yatris into rooms. Pujya Vivek, Pujya Molik, Pujya Yashvi, and Pujya Bansri ensured it was done appropriately and then reviewed by Sadhu Pujya Arpit Dasji. According to the guidance of Pujya Sahib Dada, Pujya Anupam Bhai and Sadhu Pujya Peter Dasji reached out to BAPS and informed their management team about our yatra. The management team instructed every mandir which we were to visit and asked respective administrative persons to receive our group and arrange a special tour of each mandir. In addition to the logistics team, how can you forget about the video and photography team? This team captured the entire yatra so everyone can reminisce the memories for years to come. Pujya Jayesh, Pujya Smith, Pujya Chinmay, Pujya Arsh, Pujya Kabir, Pujya Ved, Pujya Janvi, and Pujya Priyanka worked tirelessly. Finally, the first aid team that kept everyone safe throughout the entire yatra included Sadhu Pujya Pankaj Dasji, Pujya Maharshi, Pujya Bhumika, and Pujya Bansri. Starting from the arrival of all the yatris, which included pickups from the airport, Sadhu Pujya Anil Dasji, Sadhu Pujya Shreyas Dasji, Pujya Anupam Bhai, Pujya Gaurang Bhai, Pujya Divyang Bhai, and Pujya Rohan Bhai arranged for everyone's safe transport. Upon arriving, everyone was provided with a snack bag to enjoy during their stay at Brahmajyoti. Along with the snack bag, a wonderful souvenir notebook, pen, t-shirt, and ID badge were also prepared under the guidance of Pujya Dhananjay Bhai and Guru Sabha Youth. Similarly, for the second part of the yatra, a souvenir bag consisting of scriptures, a coffee tumbler, and another pen was presented. In addition to these arrival sevas, Pujya Bhakti and Pujya Sattvi prepared a detailed packing list for the yatra. During IYR's interstate travel, the yatris were divided into multiple flights due to capacity and booking. The first flight was going to depart as early as 5 a.m., so it wasn't possible for them to be able to have a snack that early. Under the guidance of Pujya Divyang Bhai, Ahmedabad Mandir gathered and prepared food packets in a nice bag to give to all the yatris. They passed food packets starting 2 o'clock a.m. until the yatris departed at 6 o'clock a.m. On the return journey, a similar issue arose. In addition to staggered flight arrival times, it was also Ekadashi. Ahmedabad Mandir rose to the occasion by not only providing food packets, but they were also Ekadashi approved. At Lucknow Airport, all the yatris were served fresh Subway sandwiches under the guidance of Pooja Anupam Bhai, Pooja Gaurang Bhai, Pooja Rohan Bhai, even with flight delays. Once everyone started on their journey to Ayodhya, about halfway at a rest area, Guru Sabha youth hand-packed food packets and delivered them under the guidance of Sadhu Pooja Paresh Dasji and Pooja Dhananjay Bhai. One might wonder how they managed to make these food packets. Well, that's because Guru Sabha youth traveled by train for 2 days, about 38 hours, with barely any room to sit. They were sleeping in between pillars of boxes filled with ice cream, shrikhand, and other food items for the comfort of all yatris. In phase one of the yatra, local mandirs also took upon the opportunity to do seva. In Lakshmiwadi, Jasdan and Bhingrar Mandir prepared delicious food, arranged for sabha, did everyone's pujan, and presented souvenirs. The schedule was very delayed, but they still did seva with a smile. Similarly, in Rajkot, the Morbi and Rajkot mandirs arranged for an amazing sabha and presented all yatris with a tea mug. The next day, when all the yatris arrived at Farneni in the scorching heat, Manavadar Mandir was present there with delicious coconut water. They did the same seva in Loj. In addition to this, they prepared mouth-watering food items such as pizza, noodles, soup, quesadillas, homemade ice cream, and many more items so yatris feel at home. I don't know about the others, but I definitely looked forward to dinners at Manavadar Mandir. According to the schedule, we were planning to go to Manavadar Mandir for morning breakfast, but then it was changed and breakfast was arranged at Sorat Resort. The entire Manavadar Mandir arranged everything without complaining and got a hot breakfast ready for everyone. They had to transport all the food materials and cook as well. On the first night at the resort, a lot of yatris informed the sevaks that they don't have a towel, and the mandir arranged for the towels by 5 a.m. On the way to Somnath Mandir, Pooja Ajit Bhai Mori and Pooja Jayashri Bhin asked Ashwin Dada for seva, and he requested to serve ice cream to everyone. So they took this opportunity. When everyone arrived, both uncle and auntie personally served ice cream to everyone. Sahib Dada's love attracts everyone towards him. Our Sadak Bhaios have already dedicated their lives to him, but during IYR, we got to see their true dedication for him. Sadhu Pooja Pankaj Dasji is the heart of Samanvay office, and his attention to detail truly made this yatra possible. Sadhu Pooja Paresh Dasji, Sadhu Pooja Yagnesh Dasji, and Sadhu Pooja Shreyas Dasji took on the responsibility for food while everyone was at Brahmajyoti. Like food packets, snacks, water, etc. for the entire Saurashtra Yatra. Their primary responsibility is Guru Sabha youth, yet they took on this massive seva without a question. Sadhu Pooja Anil Dasji arranged vehicular transportation for the entire yatra. Before the yatra, they went to the bus owner and asked for a tour of the buses and then ensured that those buses were sent. Sadhu Pooja Arpit Dasji, while being engrossed in Sahib Dada Seva, personally arranged everyone's accommodation and transport distribution to ensure everyone has fun while traveling. Sadhguru Sant Param Pooja Manoj Dasji arranged detailed plans for yatris while they were in Delhi, and he stayed with everyone the entire day. He planned the food menu and came to receive and drop off Sahib Dada at the airport. Finally, our young sadhus Pooja Harmit Dasji, Pooja Sarju Dasji, and Pooja Hardik Dasji took extreme care of everyone in Bhakti Prasad, regardless of their age. They made sure everyone's stay was comfortable and provided everything that was needed. These are just some of the glimpses of all the inspiring seva done by everyone. Most of the time, the planners get the limelight, but these are the true unsung heroes. Remember, all the seva done for the yatris was not to please us or that we deserve it. The mandirs performing seva didn't even know any of the yatris. The only thing that connected us was our sambandh with Sahib Dada. They saw Sahib Dada in everyone. Sahib Dada has love for them, so we should as well. Isn't this, in a sense, why Sahib Dada arranges such events? So we can build that sambandh with everyone, forge respect, and foster friendship and lifelong relationships. Samp Suradbhav Ekta, Sahib Dada Ni Prasannata.